The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
The reaction, the amount of people that called in when we had this discussion on the radio that you're about to listen to on a podcast about dogs in your bed. I don't mean just in a bedroom or in a house. I mean sleeping with dogs. People were arguing with me.
It was a split almost down the middle.
I established where I stand, and you're going to have to listen to hear it.
Dogs in your bed. How do you feel about it? Let's talk about it now. Have you ever sang along to a song, and I mean at the top of your lungs in your car, and then you realize, oops, those are the wrong words. Oh. It's Wednesday morning here inside the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony Eight.
I had been singing the Bruno Mars song, Leave the Door Open, the part where he says, girl, I got the Lays. Oh. Okay, it's not the Lays potato chips. It's girl, I got fillets. When I figured it out, I was like, oh, okay, good. And then I told DJ Automatic, he's like, what?
I thought it was the Lays too. It sounds like the Lays.
And if you're hungry, girl, I got fillets. And if you're hungry, girl, I got the Lays.
It makes sense because he talks about smoking and then he's like, girl, I got the Lays.
I thought you were going to say it makes sense because Dana used to be big. Dana used to be 60 pounds heavier.
That's the other reason. I think that it was the Lays is because Dana always wants to eat Lay's chips.
Those are my favorite potato chips, the plain yellow Lay's. Ha ha. But maybe that's why I thought subconsciously that's what he was saying.
Bruno, he should remix it now and just do, I got the hot Cheetos. I don't know how to sing.
He should do the Lay's and sell it to Lay's potato chips. That's what he should do. All right, and then this one, it's Gucci Mane, is Lemonade. I used to sing this part. Lemons on the train with the D cup. You hear it? Lemons on the train with the D cups.
I know I hear lemons on the chain with the V cuts.
Well, I hear lemons on the train with the D cup. I didn't even know what that meant.
What is that? That's not even a sentence.
It was in my car. Me and Gucci was going off, man. You don't even know.
I don't have anything like that, but my younger brother, when we were little, he used to sing that Lauryn Hill song.
Which one?
That thing.
Do what? Do what that thing?
Oh, yes. And he would say, that bean, that bean.
Did anyone ever correct him?
No, my mom just rocked with it. I think that was better content for us anyway.
Well, I was going to say, when you know what Laura's really trying to tell the ladies, it might be better that he thought it was that bean.
Hey, a little frijole. I miss you, dude.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with National Area Code Day. You know what I'm saying?
All right. That reminds me of Ludacris. Remember that song?
Ooh.
Yeah, Area Code.
R.I.P. And we got to go right along next to National Forget Me Not Day.
What is Forget Me Not?
Now, this is encouraging Americans to remember the physical sacrifice made by returning soldiers. So, Forget Me Not has been observed every year since 1921. So, salute to all the soldiers out there.
Yeah. Salute to y'all.
Remember our guy that listens, our familia, Big Mike called in. He was a combat veteran. And it's just, there's a lot of weight on the shoulders of these men and women to come home. Let's not forget about them.
Not only physical, but a lot of mental.
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. And we'll wrap it up on... National Vanilla Cupcake Day.
Oh my gosh, the vanilla cupcake is so underrated. She's the base for so many delectable things.
If she doesn't have sprinkles, I don't want her.
Excuse me, how are we sure that he is not a vanilla cupcake?
You know what?
Our cupcakes are gender fluid around these parts.
Our cupcakes are fluid here on the Dana Cortez Show. Sorry. And it doesn't even happen. Vanilla, you can identify as chocolate.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, the phones blew up for this one because let me tell you something. People don't like it when you talk about dogs in a bad way. I love dogs. We have two dogs. DJ Automatic and I have two of the most beautiful dogs ever. We were walking them. And what happened? A man pulled over just to tell us how beautiful those huskies are. Yeah.
You can go see them on Instagram right now.
Yeah, they have an Instagram. Those huskies. But they don't belong in the bed.
I agree. I think you have a one dog in bed rule. There's
a no dog in bed rule with me.
Not just one at the foot of the bed. It's all good, dude.
I don't even like my dogs in the house. However, we let them.
I mean, have you seen what dogs do when they get around cow pies? They roll in them.
They roll in them.
I live in an apartment complex. There's what, no, I'm not around cow pies. What do you mean, dog? I'm around artificial
all
turf.
All right, so the reason we're even talking about this is because I confess my girlfriend sleeps with her dog, who she doesn't bathe very often, and she's got a doggy smell now. Ugh. And her house has a doggy smell. When you're standing next to her, she's got that little puppy smell. Yeah, so I'm like, what do I do? You know, so share your dog stories with us now. Tap in on the phones. Line 4, go ahead.
Hi. So my neighbor has, I think, like 10 dogs. I've counted 10 one time. And she tells me that she sleeps with all of them, or they all sleep in her bed. Ugh. Yeah, it's crazy. And she brings them outside, and like 3 are in a dog stroller. 2 of them, she has like a baby Bjorn, and then she has like 5 on leashes. It's crazy how many dogs she has. And everybody thinks that she's so crazy and weird.
Well, yeah.
She's a really nice lady.
I mean, I'm sure, but that's just one too many dogs for me.
Imagine how much poop she has to pick up.
Ew! Oh,
dude.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't know if her house smells or not, but.
Oh, I'm willing to bet right now a 3-game parlay that house stinks. That house smells like dogs.
Smells like the pound.
Oh yeah, yeah. So, do dogs belong in a house? Okay, that's one thing. In the bed, do they belong in a bed with you? Line 8.
So to answer the dog thing, they like their ass. You guys, they don't belong in no bed.
Thank you.
I don't believe they belong in the bed, but I do believe they can come in the house.
There's a lot of women who lick and so like, what are you getting at? People lick and
because they're not clean.
And we do it for recreation. These dudes, the pets
they
do it for hygiene.
Yes. Yeah, they're trying to clean themselves.
What do you do for recreation, girl?
Oh, we don't want to get into all that.
I pleasure my partner is what I do.
I guess so.
Yeah, but shower and clean up before you do all that.
Yeah. You know, dogs don't do that. Dogs got bad breath. Your dogs belong outside. Let's take this to social media. Let's debate it. I'm not a dog hater, okay? I love my dogs. We bought them a dog house and everything. I just don't believe they belong in the bed.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, there's been a recent study to tell us how important it is for us to have things in common with our partner if we want our relationship to be successful. You know, liking the same things. I'll share with you what this study says right now. DJ Automatic, you kick off in case you missed it.
A new survey finds that 4 in 10 Americans will pile on the debt, with nearly half of them saying it's worth it because they're going to be happy. So, yes, we're talking about holiday spending. Parents will spend over $275 per child.
No.
That is crazy. $275 a child, that's a lot of money.
I thought you were talking like student loan debt.
No. This is just all Christmas debt.
No, yo.
Don't do that.
Come on, y'all.
Men are going to spend 55% more on their gift to a woman than the women will spend for men.
Yes, do that.
No. Why, what is the deal? Why do women always get the more expensive gift? Did I even get anything for Christmas last year?
For the majority part of it, women are whack gift givers.
They are.
That's just period.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. That is the worst. Dude. It's about the thought, not the gift.
No, you usually buy something for me that you can use.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I thought it out. Exactly.
You know what she got me?
Tools. Stuff like that.
She got me a barbecue kit.
Oh, dude,
she's like, and now every day she's like, hey, are you going to barbecue today?
So you could grill. That's messed up, dog. Don't go in debt for Christmas, yo, especially.
Saving us money. We'll turn the electricity on in the house, okay?
But there is good news to this story. 20% say they're actually going to cut back this Christmas and not spend as much money.
Don't spend money on things that your kids might not appreciate.
Don't spend money on things you don't need.
Yeah,
how about that?
For real. Dude. They need your hugs and your presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Not presents. P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S.
Don't fall into debt because it can cause stress. But did you guys know that Seattle is the most stressed out city in the United States of America?
I mean, have you been there?
New data from the Census Bureau show that more than half the population of Seattle feels stressed out, while Houston is the most anxious city, followed by Boston and Philly. But Atlanta, plot twist, is the least anxious city in America.
I was going to say, I thought it had something to do with traffic, but the traffic in Atlanta is ridiculous.
It's because the Migos are there. They make everybody feel
good. It's because they have all the strip clubs.
They're more relaxed.
You go to the strip club in the middle of the day. Come on, dude.
Is weed legal in Atlanta?
No.
Oh.
But when you go to strip club, you can't tell them it's not.
You don't need weed when you're seeing chicks in the middle of the day.
You said cheeks. That was a Freudian slip. All right, so in case you missed it, marriage.com just released a study. The question was, how important are common interests in a relationship in order for it to be successful? not that important.
What?
That's kind of interesting.
You don't have to have anything in common in order to make it?
Obviously, you do have to have some, but common interests are not the only thing that strengthen your love. Different opinions and hobbies can help you learn to appreciate each other's differences, teach compromise, and show one another new things. You become more open-minded people. It's about how you feel about each other. You embrace what your partner likes, and therefore you share these things together.
I kind of rock with that.
It doesn't mean you have to, you know, you're complete opposites, but you don't have to like every single thing.
I understand that because you and I mean, obviously we have a lot in common, but there's a lot of things that you're into that I am not into at all.
Sex in the City. Crazy Rich Asians.
Showering every day.
I shower every day. Teach automatic does not shower every day. Gross. I shower twice a day.
Okay. All right.
You used to shower every day when we first met.
I got you now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited. Another 200 plus day journey around the Earth. You know, SpaceX?
Yeah.
Successful. The astronauts return to Earth in diapers.
What the?
A broken toilet on SpaceX means the astronauts had to go in Pampers.
They were literally floating in it.
Ew! I didn't know this is a regular occurrence.
Oh.
It's not like you have a plumber on board.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, dude, a toy's broken, you know.
And it's not like you can throw it out the window.
And I bet you it's not like the adult diapers that our grandparents wear. It's probably nice ones.
It's exactly the adult diapers that your grandparents wear.
Damn, no.
And you can't change them. You have to wear them long term because where are you going to put them? You just have to sit around in them and just...
Can't wait to go to the Space Museum and see those diapers. I just cannot wait to see that right there. Man, man, I want to pair my own space diapers one day.
No. We're recycling them, okay? New age, people. Come on
Speaking of recycling, what about transporting food? That's always a tricky thing, especially when you're trying to transport food into jail.
Oh,
or maybe
what?
Your favorite cookies into jail. Yeah, a man in India tried to smuggle in some Samoa Girl Scout cookies by cheeking them into the prison.
No!
He keistered the cookie?
He did, dude.
No, he did.
He arrived between the left one and the right one, dude, and tried to sneak them in there. And of course, the officers found it immediately upon the search. But do you love Girl Scout cookies that much? It's a question I have.
I don't know if I love them enough to eat them out of,
But you've never been to jail.
Oh, God.
True.
Dude.
Take that moist cookie.
I know I didn't tell that story like fact for fact, but my brain was all smeared.
No. Oh, no. Well, he was already in jail, so he can't go to jail for sneaking the Samoys in.
Well, these guys might be going to jail. Listen to this story. Two California couples gave birth to each other's babies after a mix-up at the fertility clinic and spent months raising the children that weren't theirs.
No. Ooh.
They gave them the wrong egg?
Yes, the wrong eggs. And both women carried these babies to full term and actually were caring for these kids for the first 3 months of their lives.
How in the world do you switch back the babies and you carried another person's baby you didn't even know?
So Daphne and Alexander, the parents of one of the babies, doubted that it was their child because of the darker complexion of the child. It was darker than both of them. So they decided to call the fertility clinic and ask if there might have been a mix-up. After DNA tests were conducted, their suspicions were confirmed. They did have the wrong babies.
What happened? Did they flip babies?
They exchange the babies back, and now they are having one big, large family and having large gatherings because they didn't. Both the women and the men feel a connection to the young child now, even though it's not theirs.
Well, they can afford to have those large gatherings after they win this lawsuit. That's like they're gonna. Which wing of the hospital?
We gonna party every month, baby. Steaks and lobster, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Well, Kanye West is asking Drake to get on stage together and perform, and we have the audio of Kanye asking Drake. I'm going to play it for you right now. It's the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays first.
Hip-hop icon Big Pun was born on this day in 1971.
R.I.P.
We also got Warren G. celebrating his birthday, Eve celebrating her birthday, and Josh Peck.
All right, so let's start off with talking about 21 Savage. Back in February of 2019, ICE custody picked him up, and the world was shocked because people were like, hold up, 21 Savage is not a citizen? No, he's not. He was brought over to the States when he was age 9, which is what happens to a lot of dreamers. His parents brought him, the visa ran out, and now he's fighting for citizenship. Jay-Z is the man who hired the attorneys who freed him, and here's how Hove wants to get repaid.
When I first got out, I texted him, like, I'm going to pay you back. He was like, I don't want your money. He said, pay me back by being great.
21 Savage is focusing, of course, on his music, but also on financial literacy and helping the youth in his community and across America. So he's being great.
Shout out to Hov and 21 Savage for being leaders.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so let's talk about Astroworld. It's still shocking. My mother called me yesterday. She was misinformed on Facebook that people were shot at Astroworld. There's all this misinformation. 8 people died. What happened is they were smothered to death. They were trampled. Either way, it was a loss of life that should not have happened. Drake is finally speaking on it. He said, I hate relying on a platform like Instagram to express an emotion, but here I am. Spent the last few days trying to wrap my head around what happened. My heart is broken for those who lost their loved ones. I'll continue praying for all and be of service in any way I can. May God be with you. What else can you say? You're up there on stage, you're performing, you think people are going to have a great time, and then you get off stage, you find out this happened. And what the families, more importantly than anybody, what they felt.
But yes, and your heart has to go with them, but also we as the public owe it to these celebrities and these music artists to not put the whole onus of them on them too. Like, to not make them feel, there's people out there blaming them, saying, oh, if Drake would have never done that and came out, then this would not have happened, or oh, Travis Scott
Festivals
shouldn't be doing this.
Festivals happen every day. It is up to the security and the position of the crowd and all of this other thing, and it's also up to us people to be conscious of what we're doing. I mean that. We got to be accountable too. I saw hundreds of people running over cops, running over the cops with horses, running over security to go to the front of a line. We ourselves have to hold ourselves accountable
We do, but at the same time, the artists are liable too.
But this has been happening.
We'll see what the courts have to say. This has been happening. This ain't the first time it happens at a festival. We've been there. You've been in the middle of mosh pits.
No, I know, and I've DJed hundreds of festivals, and I'm telling you right now that you do know what's going on in the crowd. Travis Scott didn't know what was
automatic
happening.
Automatic. You have had people come up and say, kids are lost. And what do you say? Do you stop the show?
No, because they're not dead.
Well, you don't know if they're lost.
I legitimately don't think Travis Scott knew the full extension of what
was going
on.
Of course he didn't.
According to the Houston Fire Department, he knew what was going
on. Then why didn't they shut the show down?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, why
didn't they shut it down? That doesn't make any sense. Everybody's blaming everybody.
Yeah.
When at the end of the day, they approved that concert to go on the way it happened, and they didn't have any of those barricades, no sections at the bottom. Those are the people that are going to end up paying the price. When you're on stage, I know it sounds crazy, but we're on stage. You cannot see what's happening below you. You just can't.
I mean, we'll see what the courts say.
All right, maybe we should have this talk like more in detail later on. All right, and then finally, you know what? Let's talk about Drake and Kanye West, because Kanye West is asking Drake to perform on stage together.
Both me and Drake have taken shots at each other, and it's time to put it to rest. I'm asking Drake on December 7th to join me on stage as a special guest to share the two biggest albums of the year live in Los Angeles, with the ultimate purpose being to free Larry Hoover.
I really hope that this happens, because I'm tired of Kanye West and Drake fighting. You know what I would like to see them do? I would like to see them go on tour together. The only problem is that who would open up for who?
Bro.
They'd be fighting about that.
Yeah, it'd be a very emotionally driven concert. I don't know.
It'd be known as the most sensitive tour to ever happen.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Top baby names are out, and there's a brand new number one in the baby girl category. Where did your kids' names fall? We'll tell you right now, it's Hottest Hashtags. Wednesday's here, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, so for boys, number 5 is Lucas. Number 4 is Elijah. Number 3 is Oliver. Number 2 is Noah. And number 1, again, is Liam. Girls, number 5, Sophia. Number 4, Ava. Number 3, Amelia. Number 2, falling from number 1, Emma. And the number 1 name for baby girls is Olivia.
Oh, I swear to God, my kids' friends are all named those names.
Dang,
I got a pack of girls with all the top 5 names.
Man, do you think it's after one of the greatest models of all time, Olivia Munn?
I don't know. I was thinking
it was probably Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh.
Because
she's so big right now, right? I don't know. But I think that Olivia is a beautiful name. I think all of them are beautiful, especially Ava, since that's our daughter's name. All right. And now in food news, you can right now buy a pint of Cinnabon frosting Why is this so exciting to me?
Hold on. You can just buy the frosting just by the pint?
Just the frosting. Have you tasted this stuff?
Yeah. That's almost as sexy as Olivia Munn.
It might be sexier. You can smear it on carrot cake, pumpkin pie, strawberries.
Just eat it out the thing.
Eat it out the pint. You can put it in your coffee. People say the way it makes coffee taste is amazing. It's only available through the holidays, so you better pull up to the closest Cinnabon and pick one up for you and me. Bring them out of studio. Man, that sounds so good. National Day, Anthony A.
We will kick it off with National Forget-Me-Not Day, which is encouraging Americans to remember the physical sacrifices made by returning soldiers.
All right, salute all our soldiers.
And did you guys know that area codes were invented on this day in 1947?
Oh.
I do now.
Yeah, it's National
Were they invented by Ludacris?
One can only dream of.
It's National Area Code Day, y'all.
All right, all right.
And we'll wrap it up on National Vanilla Cupcake Day.
I love cupcakes of any kind. Okay, if you could be a cupcake, what kind of cupcake would you be?
The sprinkled and chocolate. And I might even want some filling inside of me.
DJ Automatic, you the sassy cupcake, aren't you? You so sassy.
A little rainbow cupcake right there, brother. I love it. A little Nas X cupcake.
Bang it, bang.
I love it. Hey. Embrace your inner cupcake.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Music facts with DJ Automatic, only here on the Dana Cortez Show. With me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. The day is November 10th. Let's get it started.
We're going to start with birthdays. It is the first lady of Rough Riders' birthday. It is Eve's birthday.
Drop your glasses, shake it. Face screwed up like you having hot flashes.
Happy birthday, Eve.
Next birthday we got is Warren G's birthday.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some...
Hey, Warren G.
Love that guy. And the next birthday we got is Diplo.
Hey, today's Diplo's birthday.
And last, but certainly not least, it is Big Pun's birthday.
Yo, I'm still not a player, but you still a hater. Elevator to the top, high. See you later, I'm going. Penthouse suite, penthouse freaks, in-house beach, French couch seats, 10,000.
R.I.P. Big Pun.
True icon. All right, now we're going to 1979 because on this day, Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang becomes the first rap song to hit the Billboard Hot 100, entering at number 84 on the charts.
I said a hip.
I would say this is the birth of hip-hop for the pop culture. It's what began what is now the most popular music in the world.
Well, the song peaked at number 36.
And when it kicked that door down, I mean, it broke that wall. It really just broke down, like Dana said, hip-hop and pop culture.
Well, it leads us perfectly into the next one. So today in 1990, hip-hop, or as some say, hip-hop, rules the charts as To the Extreme by Vanilla Ice replaces MC Hammer's Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him at number one on the U.S. album charts.
Right, stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like
I would agree with that whole pop description, but thank goodness, right? Because look at hip-hop now.
Next, we're going to 1992 because on this day, UGK releases their debut album, Too Hard to Swallow.
I got a pocket full of stones.
Bun B, and of course, RIP to Pimp C. Having grown up in the South, I thought everybody knew who UGK was, but they really didn't get that worldwide introduction until they were featured on Jay-Z's Big Pimpin'. Gotta love some UGK.
The song Pocket Full of Stones was actually featured on Menace to Society, so that was their big break to get everybody to hear them. And last, we're going to 1998 when Method Man releases his second studio album, Decal 2000, Judgment Day.
Ex-girlfriend, how you been? I see you still trying to mess with other women, man. Remember when I first met you in my cousin's house? A week later, we was crushing on your mama couch.
So this album had 28 tracks. Remember when albums used to have that many tracks?
Well, I guess Drake kind of bringing that back, huh?
Well, debuted at number two on the charts, and Wu-Tang was still running the charts at this point.
All right, that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic. Catch it at this time right here on The Dana Cortez Show every Monday through Friday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A criminal was so in love with Girl Scout cookies that he actually tried to smuggle some in to jail. So that had us ask the question, We're three snackaroos. Are you taking with you behind bars? I'm talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Yeah, dude. If we don't get canceled for this segment, then I don't. Then we're good. I'm a little worried that this might cross the line of what Dana Cortez is going to approve. But you know what? She's out the room. For those of you a little confused on what you're listening to right now, this is the recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A, and my scum pod racer, DJ Automatic. And how do you feel about this one right here, brother?
Very important subject here.
I mean, dude.
If you don't know what you're going to keister into jail, what do you know about your life?
So what I was talking about earlier in our WTF segment was that the man wanted to take a roll of Samoa Girl Scout cookies with him into jail, and of course...
No, he didn't want to. He did.
And of course, the officers found him. But, you know, that's passion for the snacks. They're great. They're seasonal. You can't always get them all the time. I understand why an inmate might want to get those versus, you know, the run-of-the-mill jailhouse Twinkies or whatever they may be getting. So, DJ Automatic, I know you love snacks. So, if you ever had to plan accordingly, what snacks are you taking with you behind bars?
The first thing I'm going to keister is going to be...
Go ahead, dude. Yes, go ahead.
It's going to be some of Dana's salsa.
Oh, no. How are you doing that, dude?
I don't know. We got to come up with the packaging. That's what we're going to have to come up with.
Dude, that's burning everywhere. That's burning before it even goes in.
Well, it's going to be in plastic, wrapped in plastic, okay? All right. I need something for my chips and jail, okay? All right, the next thing I'm going to need is some tamales.
Oh!
I figure, like, they're squishable.
Yeah, I think you feel like three tamales in you, dude.
That's disgusting. All right, and my last one, and this is the most important because I'm addicted to these, are dark chocolate cashews.
Oh, dude!
That's nasty.
Might be hard to distinguish what's what, but at the end of the day, I'll have my cashews.
Cashews, nuts? No.
They're technically beans.
Okay, I was saying there's enough behind bars. But anyway, let us know what snacks are you sneaking into jail with you. At Anthony8400, at DJ Automatic. Have a beautiful day. And remember, the Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, your WTF story, DJ Automatic. I thought about it all day yesterday. I saw it and I read about the story in particular about that fertility clinic that mixed up the eggs.
Yeah.
And inserted the wrong egg into the wrong women. I can't imagine
It's like a horror movie.
It's the scariest thing ever. For someone to come to me, I don't care how many days, months, or years that you raise your child thinking, this is my child, and then they say, oh, sorry. How do you give back a human? Let you trade humans with somebody that you've fallen in love with.
Well, that's why they have started this big family, and they're doing family gatherings together, because there's no way that kid's just going to be able to come out of their life altogether,
right?
Because you've thought it was your child for, I think it was 3 months, I said?
3 months. Yes.
Maybe that's the best way to approach it, as like a whole village, because this happens more times than people think.
Well, imagine the people that don't ever figure it out until years later. Maybe the child gets sick or something happens, and then you're like, oh my God, we have the wrong baby.
The only reason the woman questioned it was because the baby was so much darker than her and her husband.
Otherwise, it would have never known.
Dude, this makes me feel like Maury is out there doing like a bigger thing. Like the Maury Show is like bigger than what we all thought it was. Like it's
bring
really
Maury
serving a purpose.
To save the day. Yeah. You are not the father. All right, here's more of our podcast.